Unit 76, Courage and Nobility. It was September of 1862. General Robert E. Lee marched into Maryland. He led 50,000 troops. Lee's best officer, Stonewall Jackson, was there too. He rode at the head of his troops into the town of Frederick. In the morning, 40 Union flags graced the town. Each owner quickly hauled his down. They heard the tramping feet and the striking of hooves. The streets were empty now. Everyone was hiding behind shuttered windows. But one old woman did not hide. Barbara Frietschke took out her flag and hung it from her attic window. Stonewall Jackson, riding ahead, spied the flag. The order "fire" brought a shattering of glass and splintering of wood. As the broken staff was cracking and falling, a wrinkled old hand reached out. Barbara Frietschke caught the flag, now tattered and filled with holes. According to legend, this is what she said: "Shoot if you must, this old gray head, but spare your country's flag." Riding below, Jackson heard her words. He was a brave and noble man. He must have also been impressed with the old woman's bravery and nobility. He turned to his troops. He ordered them to stop shooting. Barbara Frietschke was unharmed. Frietschke's house still stands. The 1.5-story brick building is in Frederick. Her clothing, her spinning wheel, her Bible are all still waiting, and a flag hangs over her house.